He was wounded for our transgressions. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. The sacrifice. Let this entire verse sink into your heart for a while, line by line. Firstly, he was wounded for our transgressions. Jesus, the sinless Savior of sinners, took upon himself our sins that deserved death. Punishment taken from us that was meant for us. He was beaten nearly to death. 40 stripes were said to kill a man, and the 39 brought you close, very, very close to dying. All that before being made to carry his cross to Calvary and being nailed to it. All this before being hung by those nails through his hands and feet for 6 hours until breathing was impossible, and experts now say his heart burst. He was wounded for our transgressions, not his own. The crown of thorns pressed harshly into his head was for us. Every strike, every hurt was for us. Therefore, he was bruised for our sins, hurt for our iniquities. Jesus, the Son of God, was punished so that we could be free. He obtained peace for us by his own torture. His stripes were the means of our healing. All of our hurts and illnesses, our troubles and upsets are healed by Jesus' stripes when we are his. Jesus is your Savior. Therefore, when you take him as your Savior, these facts become your salvation. His sacrifice becomes the death that is in place of your own. The Bible tells us in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. His death becomes our gift of life eternal, beginning now and stretching throughout eternal life in heaven with God. It comes to us after we have received him into our lives and ask God for forgiveness of our sins through him. You and I must obey and follow him thereafter. Jesus gave us all a gift that is beyond our full comprehension. It is a level of love that we will never understand this side of heaven. Christ left heaven and its splendor to come to earth to die at the hands of men on a filthy cross in agony. There is no way that our finite minds can fully grasp the magnitude of the gift nor the cost to Christ our Lord. The pain, the suffering, the agony, the mocking of the crowd, the bloodthirsty around him, equal torture, not fathomable. Yet he did it for us. In addition, he did it to fulfill the Father's will to bring us back to him. No one would choose the cross, yet Christ did it out of love. He was wounded, bruised, tortured, beaten, and ultimately crucified in the most inhumane manner in the history of the world. He did it for you and he did it for me. He was wounded for our transgressions. He did it out of love. It was done for you and me both. It was done for all humanity, all in the name of love.